BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. The Father and Jesus Christ. Greeks' traditional religion did not see their gods as their fathers. When a Greek became a Christian, they accepted that the one and only supreme God was their Father. The pronoun from, which is applied to God our Father, is also implied to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that it would also read, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace came from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace and peace I receive through the Holy Spirit is a gift of the Father and Son. Paul, in verses 1 and 2, uses the title Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, from the Greek Jesus Christos, and vice versa. I have some more on that in my comments in freebiblestudyhelp.com on 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Bible study. Here, Paul uses the phrase Lord Jesus Christ from Kyrios Eisos Christos. Greek culture traditionally did not believe any of their pantheon of gods were Lord, let alone a supreme Lord. They believed their gods were subject to fate, just as humans were. Greeks did not worship a god as Christians and Jews do. Rather, they believed their gods had powers and abilities that humans do not have, but none of them were the creator of the cosmos, or universe as we say. The Greeks attempted to win the favor of one of their gods to convince that god to grant them a gift and or favor with the unique power, their unique power, not much different from the comic book group of heroes today. Which god they sought favor from depended on the special power that that god had. Christianity teaches the truth through the Holy Spirit. A supreme God exists for eternity and beyond, God the Father. He has an eternal Son who is Lord of all, creator of all, including all humans. Read chapter 1 of John. Jesus is the name God the Father, through the Spirit, gave to him when he came to the earth in the form of a human to redeem his people from sin and death. It repeats this and says this in many ways throughout the entire Bible. Through grace, not merit, Jesus, our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul says here, and God the Father gives grace and peace.
BDBD is sponsored by freebiblestudyhelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.